Dear loving friends in the Lord, it is our joy to be here today. And I am reminded today of what Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So we are quite a few more than two or three, even though we're not very many. But we are very confident that Lord God is with us. Jesus is with us. He has promised that. And I greet you with the words from 2 John verse 3. Grace be with you. Mercy and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. And if that is what is with us, what else do we need? Jesus is sufficient for all our needs, and we thank him for that. In Psalms 29, in Psalms 29, we read in verse 1 and 2, give thanks, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and majesty. Glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And as we celebrate today the Thanksgiving for communion service and for the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which he shed for us on the cross of Golgotha, we should be filled with thanksgiving. Then I would like to turn to one more Bible scripture before we start singing. And that is found in Psalms 95, verse 1 to 5. In Psalms 95, if I'll ever find it. Yeah, here it is. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. That's what we're planning to do as we very soon will sing, if God allows us to. Let us come before the presence of with thanksgiving. And make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the sheep, are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands has also formed the dry land. Let us give thanks unto the Lord today, for he is so great and so wonderful. And with this in mind, let us pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity for us together in this house of thine this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for all that came to worship. We also thank you for those that are not present today. We place our thoughts and our minds and our will into your hand, O Lord. We surrender to the will of God in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray your blessing upon this congregation, not only this congregation, but wherever your word is preached today, Lord, your name be honored and glorified. And let us give thanks unto the Lord, who has sent his Son into this world to be a propitiation for our iniquities. Lord Jesus, we thank you today that what you have done for us, that you died on the cross, that you suffered the punishment and the cruelty of the people in order to save us from our sins and eternal destruction. We thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed us to participate of communion again, by which we were reminded of the bread which represents your broken body, and the wine, the juice, whatever it was, the grape drink that we participate of, which represents your blood shed for our iniquity. Oh, Jesus, in the Lord of, in the name of the Son of God, the Lamb of God, we thank you today for what you have done for us. And we thank you today for this opportunity, for all that are here today. And Lord, with this in mind, let us continue our worship service in singing, and in preaching the word of God. Be with us today and evermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
In your blue hymnals, number 110, Sweet Hour of Prayer. 110. And I invite you to stand. Number 297, My Jesus, I Love Thee. 297. Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever Number 516, count your blessings. Number 516.
Wonderful. Thank you. Let's remember what we had just said. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. When we think of the fact how the Lord God has led us in this last time, we cannot help but continuing counting the blessings that God has bestowed upon us and our family, and perhaps upon the church congregations. The blessings of God are so many. We don't have enough paper to write them all down. The computers don't have capability of absorbing them all. The blessings of God, they start with the Word of God. For Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. It is a free gift. He gave his Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What a blessing is that upon the children of God, upon those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, on the other hand, people that don't believe in Jesus, that don't surrender to the will of God, they don't find these blessings. They tend to say that everything goes, whatever you desire is okay, but it is not. The Word of God teaches us different. People tend to say a loving God will not throw his people into hell. And that is true. He will not. But those that are not his, he will. He is a God of righteousness, and whatever he has spoken, it will go in the time and in the future. Jesus says, repent ye and believe the gospel, and that is the answer for many of the situations that are going on in this world today. Repent ye and believe the gospel, but so many people don't want to repent. They don't believe the gospel. Many don't, but those that do, they draw the benefits of it. And I hope us here present, we are all of those that believe the gospel and that have repented of our sinful condition. The iniquity that we have performed in the time gone by. Jesus is willing to forgive them all. If only we bring them to the cross. Jesus is saying to us today, according to Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. There is a rest available for the people of God, but not for the ungodly. They need these words, repent ye and believe the gospel. People need to repent and to believe the gospel. And how much would we love to have everybody to come into the fold of Jesus Christ in repentance and in believing the gospel. The world in our day of age says there are many ways to God, but that's a lie of the devil. Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth. I am the way, the life, and the truth, and nobody comes to the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way. And we want to believe that. We do believe that. That is why we repent. That's why we submit to the will of God. That's why we come together today as a Thanksgiving feast. To give thanks to the Lord for all he has done for us. We had communion last Sunday in our church in Altona, and I know you did have this week later on. But when we really ponder our thoughts upon the significance of the communion service, it means so much to us. It means so much to those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as text words for this morning, I have chosen from Psalms 57, verses 9 to 11. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. This is our desire and our decision and our commitment to the Lord God for this day of thanksgiving. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. That's how great the mercy of God is. Jesus said to the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And oftentimes throughout our walk of life, we find the weakness of our situation. We feel how frail we are, how weak we are. But yet the Lord Jesus and God the Father, He's present over all. He's with us all the time. And if we cleave to Him, He will never leave us nor forsake us. His mercy is so great. His mercy and grace is far greater than our iniquities and our shortfalls. The last verse of our text is verse 11 in the English. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. We praise God. We exalt his holy name. We hold him on high. We praise him. We love him. And we seek to be obedient unto him. What a commitment that is to the Lord God in the name of Jesus Christ. Surrendering our will to the will of God. For he is the God of our souls. In Matthew chapter 5, in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, it says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And I believe that is the reason we partook of the Lord's Supper, which we call communion. We had a desire, we had a hunger and a thirst for the Word of God. We had a hunger and a thirst for the presence of Jesus Christ to be with us. We had a hunger and a thirst for the blessings that Jesus had in store for us. And if it is with you the way it is with us, we can say we received just that. We received the blessings of God because we partook of the Lord's Supper, and we believe, and you believe, that he is the Lord of all. He's Lord of lords. He's the God over all gods. He is the one that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one that said, by me you must go in to the Father. And we believe that, don't we? I must say we do. Furthermore, in the book of John chapter 6, in John chapter 6 and verse 33 to 40. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and we know that Jesus is born of God. Jesus is the Son of God. Mary was the mother. God was the Father. And he giveth life unto the world. As I said before, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Then the question, do we believe on that? Do we love the Lord Jesus? He says in a different place, if you love me, keep my commandments. Are we seeking to keep the commandments of Jesus? Are we seeking to keep the commandments and walk in them, the commandments of God? I know that we are not living under the law anymore, not under the law of Moses, but we're still living under the law of God, in which we are to meditate day and night, according to Psalms 1, verse 1 and 2. And that is so important that we do that. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. They had a desire for the bread of life. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. We are satisfied because we ate of the body of the bread of life and we drank of his cup. That brings such a satisfaction to the children of God. But then, rather, verse 36 is a little bit on the sad side. Here Jesus says, "But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not." There are those kind of people around too that don't believe in the Lord Jesus. And that is a sad situation. Those are the ones that are unable to receive the blessings that Jesus has in store for us. Then in verse 37, he says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out," he says. See how loving the Lord Jesus is speaking to his people here? "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." And so are we to do the will of Jesus and not our own will. Our own will, our flesh and blood, has a lusty desire. But if we seek to do the will of the Lord, we are able to overcome the tempter of evil. Verse 39 says, "And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing." I should lose nothing, but we need to do our part in cleaving to the Lord Jesus, the love of our soul, the love of our life for time and eternity. Then he adds to that, "but should raise it up at the last day." Verse 40 said, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." When Jesus will come, he will raise us up. Oh, what a glorious day that shall be when our Jesus we shall see. In the same chapter, verse 47. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." And this is what we're seeking, everlasting life. And it is not available except through Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. He is the only way through whom we are able to come to God. Our selfish desire needs to be laid aside and cleave to Jesus. And the message of salvation is so clear. Jesus says, "Come unto me." And how can we get closer to Jesus than searching in the scripture? He says in John 5:39, I believe it is, "Search the scripture, for ye think ye have eternal life in them, and they are they which testify of me." The scripture, the Bible, is testifying of the Lord Jesus Christ. And his message is so clear. In Psalms 95, back to Psalms 95, where we were before. In Psalms 95, I'll read at this time, verse 6 to 8a. "O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand, and the sheep follow the shepherd," and Jesus is the good shepherd We are the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. If the Spirit is speaking to you today, friends, harden not your heart. Surrender to the will of God and give thanks unto him for all the things that he has done for us in the time past. And all the things that he is doing to us today, or for us today. There are so many blessings that we could look at. So many blessings that we could count. And one blessing is found in the book of Revelations, chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. I should also read verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. That's why it should be clear. When the Lord leads us through hard days, hard times, that we remember that it could be a chastisement of the Lord. But when the Lord is chastising somebody, he is watching over that person. He keeps his eyes on those people and leads them safely through. Then he says, be zealous therefore, and repent. Repent ye and believe the gospel. When I think of this, Lord, friends, it comes to mind, which is so often happening. People are burdened with this and that. Habits of diverse kinds. Thinking they're all okay. But when we think of the fact where Jesus says, it is easier for a camel to walk through the eye of a needle than for some people to enter heaven. We need to lay aside every sin and every burden. We cannot keep this or that, which is not pleasing God, and continue to do that. We need to lay that aside. And this is a reminder that comes from the love that I have towards you, given to me by the Lord God in the name of Jesus Christ. For Jesus says in verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Is Jesus perhaps knocking on the doors of your heart today? And then he continues to say, if any man hear my voice, are you hearing the voice of Jesus or just my voice today? I believe we are hearing the voice of Jesus. I am not Jesus, but we prayed before that the Lord Jesus would speak through me this morning to this congregation. Therefore, I need to say what God gives to me. And if any man hear my voice, Jesus says, and open the door. Are you open the door for the Lord Jesus Christ? And what happens next? If anyone open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. And he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. The final verse of this chapter, Revelation chapter 3, says this: "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Let us open our ears and our eyes and see and hear what the Scripture is telling us, what Jesus is having to say to us. This is my prayer. In love towards you, the congregation, and in love to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is my prayer that he will hear us as we continue to seek his will. With this in mind, let us close in prayer. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for this congregation. We thank you for those people that have a hunger and thirst for righteousness. And we thank you for your promise that you will satisfy all of them. And we pray for these people, including ourselves, that you will grant to us humble minds today and forevermore to follow the footsteps of Jesus from this day forward till the day that you will lead us through the pearly gates and usher us into glory land. We ask this in Jesus' precious name with thankful hearts. Amen. And with this in mind, let us kneel where everyone can shed out your hearts to the Lord God and pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, hear our humble prayers and be merciful to one and all. And at this time, we'll have some announcements by Deacon Jacob Penner.
Good morning. I just have a couple of announcements here that I want to make. I received an email from Reverend Herb Unruh. And he just is inviting us for evening services that they have in their church Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, starting at 7. It's this week. And the topics will be: the first day will be spiritual purity. The second day will be physical purity. And the third will be forgiveness. So you're all invited to come and join them in the evening service. And also a reminder for all of us that our annual brotherhood meeting will be here November 1st at 7 p.m. So all the brethren are invited for the meeting, because there are always discussions about how to run the church. And also a reminder, it is in your bulletin that the all annual brotherhood meeting will be in Winkler November 12th at 10 a.m. And take that as a prayer matter for you, for everyone, to have that meeting. And then today is the day that we have our Thanksgiving lunch, so you're all invited to stay after the German service. There will be a Thanksgiving lunch in the Sunday school area there. Thank you. May God bless you.
Where was this where Herb Unruh was supposed to speak?
The church is, Lincoln Stanback Church is, I don't know if Herb is speaking, but he sent me the email. And they have evening services starting tonight and then Monday and Tuesday.
Which churches? Like just the Steinbeck churches?
Steinbeck Somerville Church, yeah.
Oh, Steinbeck Somerville Church.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for those announcements. And I'll close with the benediction of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I have one more verse that I want to share with you. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Listen to this. Let all the people say amen. Let all the people of God say amen. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you. And you are dismissed.